Millions of Americans have the day off in observance of the first ever Juneteenth National Independence Day. President Biden signed the bill Thursday establishing the new holiday, which commemorates the day in 1865 when Union troops told enslaved Black Americans in Galveston, Texas, that the Civil War had ended and they were free. Let's listen to a bit of Vice President Kamala Harris's remarks yesterday at the signing ceremony in the White House.
And still, let us also remember, that day was not the end of slavery in America. The truth is, it would be six more months before the 13th Amendment was ratified, before enslaved people in the South and the North were free. So as we commemorate the history of Juneteenth, as we did just weeks ago with the history of the Tulsa race massacre, we must learn from our history. And we must teach our children our history, because it is part of our history as a nation. It is part of American history.